It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning, and what a good time to be alive. What a blessing to be alive. So, like we always do, the first thing we are going to give on the show is gratitude. And it is gratitude for another waking day. So I want you to take a moment of your day to just appreciate the one and the most amazing Father who has made this indeed possible. Just take a second and speak into your soul and just tell God how grateful you are. For me, I'm grateful for life, I'm grateful for family, and I'm grateful for the gift of health this morning. I do not take this gift for granted. It is indeed a gift and a miracle to be able to be alive this morning. So if today is your first time of joining us on this show, I want to welcome you. You are not in the wrong place. This is the time of the day where we get to sit down, listen, hear, and share the word of God. So you are welcome. And if you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell another person, to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion, because our day is never ever complete without a dose of the word of God. So if you are frequent on the show, just share the link. If you're listening to this live, you can share the link of the radio station. Or if you're listening via our podcast, you can also share, view all our past and present messages and share with somebody. You might just be saving that person and blessing that person. So I want to welcome you to another day. Today is June the 26th, the 26th day in the month of June 2024, and it is indeed a beautiful Wednesday. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and what a great time to be alive. This Open Heaven devotional segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this very segment, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, who is the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, God will empower you. God will empower you. Today's hymn is hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah. And our Bible in 1 year, we're taking from Psalms 120 to 133. Psalm chapter 120 to chapter 133. Our memory verse today, we're taking from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. According to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 to 13. Let's quickly read that. Isaiah chapter 41 from verse 10 to 13. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them, those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's topic says, God will empower you. The Open Heaven Manual says, in the book of John chapter 20, verse 21, Jesus Christ said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, it said, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. The work of the ministry is an assignment from the Father. So when you are called to do something, you can be sure that God Himself is backing you up. In John chapter 5 verse 30, Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. This is good because whatever you are to do for God, you cannot do it by yourself. But the Father who sent you will back you up. It is a good news because all you have to do is tell Him, I can't do it, Lord, but I know you can do it through me. There is something called the God factor. Let God do it. However, He can only do it if you are willing to cooperate. If you believe He can do it, He will do it. If you believe that He can use you to heal the sick, you will have to pay the price. And then it will produce the results. Whatever assignment God gives you that seems impossible, talk to Him, do your part, and He will yield results through you. In Yoruba land, one of the names we call God is Oromonishefayati. It means the one who sends a child on an assignment and backs the child up. When God sends you on an assignment, He stays with you and empowers you to ensure that you fulfill the assignment many people don't fulfill their assignments because they hardly go to God for instructions. They start the work quite all right, but they hardly pray for directions. Whereas it is the place of prayer that God will give them instructions on each step to take. They keep doing everything to make the work succeed. But when it is time to make decisions, they don't ask God for the best decisions to make. After a while, when they realize that they are not fulfilling assignments, they accuse Him of not helping others and not helping them. Beloved, you cannot do anything by yourself. John chapter 15, verse 5. The work God has given you to do cannot be done by your power or might, but by His Spirit. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. If you really want to fulfill destiny, don't lean on your own understanding. Lean on God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, are you depending totally on God to help you fulfill your destiny? Are you depending totally on God to help you fulfill your destiny? If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody. Kindly visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com and click on our podcast. You will see the past and the present Open Heaven. Please kindly do us a favor and just share with a soul and bless somebody today. Till you hear my voice again, please remain blessed.